family get copies of it.
Good. That's great. And if then, I do want to tell you, I'm going to be in Arizona.
All right. Do you have a telephone number out there?
I have it here. Wait one minute. Now, I'm going to be with my sister-in-law, Jean Martin. That was Al Martin's brother's widow.
How's she spelled? J-E-A-N?
Yes, Martin. And her phone number is 1-602-298-8314. I'm going, I'm getting in the night of January 11th. On the 21st, I'm going up to L.A. for 3 or 4 days, and then coming back to Arizona, and then coming home to Connecticut on the 31st. So that if you want to contact me, don't make it person to person, because if I'm there, now, if you, Jean, if we're not home, then she has a recorder, or you can leave a message that you would like to talk to me. But Henry, I do not approve of making calls collect to you.
Well, don't, we'll worry about that. And I'd have the right number, 602-298.
Wait, repeat that.
602-298-8314.
Right, and that's Jean Martin.
Okay.
Did you have my itinerary down?
Yes, I do. January 11th to the 21st of to the 21st, then in Arizona, then to Los Angeles for a few days, then
right.
back to Arizona, then Connecticut. Now, where in Arizona are you going to be? What's the city?
Tucson.
Okay.
Yeah, you won't need my address there. You
no.
have the phone number.
Right.
Yeah, and then if you get the recorder, just leave word that you'd like to talk to me.
Okay.
And you say I should make a collect? No, what I'm going to do, I will call you and say I'll make a collect, refuse it, and then call me back.
Well, that's okay. We'll work it out.
All right. Okay. Then and I will be very grateful for the information you have.
Oh, well, it's going to take a while to get it all together, this woman. Said she can't even start it for at least a couple of months.
Good.
And I think that all they do is to go through generalized genealogical records. I don't know whether you're familiar with the story, but the Mormon Church set up a project.
No, I'm not familiar with it.
Well, the Mormon Church has set up a project to get the name of everyone who has ever lived on Earth. And they have excavated a huge cavern in one of the mountains near there, where they're going, which is completely climate controlled, and they are methodically going to various different countries and researching country churches and everything that they can find. It's a huge and very interesting project.
And we'll lose a lot of records through the Holocaust.
Well, I really don't know.
Yes. Well, Henry, it's a long-term thing, and I'm very much interested, and I will be grateful for the information you have.
Well, I promise to get you whatever. You're going to be patient because it's going to take a long time to get
yes,
it together.
It's going to take a long time before I get writing, and I want to incorporate that.
Okay.
I mean, before I get on this book, because this talent comes right down through the whole family, and it's very interesting, very. So that we will be in touch, and I wish you all a very happy New Year and a happy with your new baby. You know, Peter has been married 6 years. He's 35, and his wife is 40. She a year ago this week she had a baby girl, her first child. We're all out of our minds with that little girl. So that I think you're blessed that you're going to have two little girls. And I wish Mother was here to enjoy them because she never had a daughter.
Yes, I know.
And there's nothing like a little girl, nothing, and I'm glad you're going to have a second one.
Thank you.
Henry, then we'll be in touch, and I wish you and Helen and all the children a blessed and a happy new year.
Yeah, thank you, Lottie. But before you leave us here,
yes.
Do you have any records or any information that goes back to preceding the immigration to the United States. Do you know where the family came from? What I gather it was Russian, and but
well, now I have on my marriage license, I have the countries that my father came from. Now, see, that was all on the family tree that I'm trying to find now. I mean, stemming from that family was a cousin in Chicago, very well known, a philanthropist by the name of S.B. Carmichael, very well known. But the family tree showed the countries they came from 200 years back. And that would be my father's naturalization. I'm going to look at that in my box and see whether it mentions the name. I think on my marriage license it mentions the names of the country. You don't know the country that really? Mother came from. Well, isn't that on her naturalization paper?
I don't want. There were so many papers there, and I really set out first to accumulate them.
On her papers.
Yeah, well,
I'm quite sure it'll be on my father's. If I get any more information, I'm pushing now to finish up all my records and before I leave on Thursday. But we'll be in touch, and I will ask Rose. Rose may know. She's 93, but her memory is fantastic.
Well, that's great, and I appreciate the help, Lottie, and we will pull everything together, and one of these days we'll have a chance to stop and visit.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Roseanne, if you don't, do you come to New York?
As little as possible.
I don't blame you, because she'd love you to meet the boys. They are quite exceptional, and we'd love to have you come down here. Let us see if you ever do plan to come east, as you were planned, to rent a car and come up to Connecticut. It's only an hour and a quarter run.
We will do it.
Good. All right, then we'll be in touch, and I'll see if Rose remembers any more of this.
Okay, I appreciate all the help you can get.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you, Lottie.
Bye.
Bye.